He answers for me. Wow, bow,
wow, wada. Boom. It's sexual, baby. Sex. Sexual.
You're looking at the real deal now.
I ain't the lady to mess with.
Woo!
Jump! Jump! Stephanie McMahon's old one. I'm all grown up.
what is the one in the middle? I forget how it goes.
Gotta remember either.
It's that black chick is rapping. What's her name? The black chick from Florida that was with Trick Daddy.
I don't know.
I don't know. No, you don't know who Trick Daddy is.
Why are you listening to Trick Daddy? I was listening to Jonathan Davis. Is this recording right now?
Yeah.
Are my levels coming in good or just like kind of?
I was trying to figure that out. I totally forget which one is which.
Mine's probably the smaller top one, maybe. If you put mine on the first one. If I'm even coming in at all.
Yeah, coming in. The last two.
Woo, woo, woo.
Yeah, you're coming in.
All right, so you ready?
Yeah.
So start off. 1, 2, 3.
Thank you for... Oh, thank you for listening to the Oh My God Russell Cast.
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
Oh.
The E's and the I's and the O's. Oh,
a bitch just went through the tax. Oh my God.
By God, there's people in there.
They killed him. Oh God, he's dead.
Oh, he's dead. So I'm Andre.
And I'm Mike.
Fuck you, do not outdo me for the second time straight. I saw it coming. You're just Mike. Moving on. Hey Mike, guess what happened this week?
Darren Young came out the closet again.
No, Russell.
He went back into the closet.
He's not gay anymore, guys. He was like, no, I'm just kidding. I just wanted to push.
I just wanted more TV time.
No, Mike, wrestling happened this week.
Yes. Almost 6 days a week.
Well, two weeks of wrestling happened.
Yeah, because for all you who don't know, even though this is only the second podcast, we do it about every 2 weeks.
And the podcast technically came out on iTunes like 4 days ago.
Yes. So we're doing...
I had some technical issues on my part.
We're doing a podcast every 2 weeks except for pay-per-view time where we'll have a third podcast a month for predictions.
Yeah, wrestling was... Past 2 weeks, Monday Night Raw was excellent. It's kind of weird because I remember, like, from I listened to the podcast recently, and last week, the way to start the podcast started last time was Raw sucked. Raw was terrible. And this week, it's like, hey, Raw was really good this week.
Well, for the past 2 weeks, they're actually, was actually really good.
Especially the endings.
Yes.
The endings of the first, the one right after Night of Champions was awesome.
Yeah. And this week's ending. I felt like skipping ahead a little bit, but we could rewind afterwards. I felt like Taya Long should be on this episode.
Hello, player.
Today's main event, we're going to have a tag team match, player.
It was like the ultimate tag team match. There was so many tags. So many. There was like 5 teams in that tag team match.
It's going to be 11-on-3 handicap match with your special guest, The Undertaker.
And I went out, we'll go one-on-one. What the hell not take off, player? Holla, holla, holla. You know, it's the Mac Miller trick.
Andre's doing it. He's doing it. Teddy Long. He's shucking jab.
Shucking and jabbing with your filthy kids.
All right, back on track. Yeah, so Raw started out.
This has already been 5 minutes long.
Raw's been good. You know, both this week and last week, 2 good main events. And I feel like, I don't know what it is about having Raw start out with, for the longest time, like 17 to 20 minute promos. You know?
Honestly, I can't remember a time when it wasn't long as opening promos.
Maybe I'm just noticing them now.
Yeah. I mean, I'm noticing them more because after that pay-per-view, debacle. You start a pay per view off with a 15-minute promo. It's like, are you serious?
Yeah.
Like, who I don't want to rip on Night of Champions any more than we did last time. But seriously, who thought that was a good idea? Who was like, hey, Hunter, you know what you should do? Yeah. What's up, Big Dick Johnson?
Big Dick Johnson.
We should have a 15-minute promo in the beginning of the pay per view. So, well, don't you think people will be mad because they paid for the pay per view? Who gives a fuck with anything?
Oh, I should say that. I don't know if you read it, but wrestling fans are actually writing letters or complaining to their cable companies because they feel like they got screwed over.
Yeah, I did see that. But it wasn't. It was. They weren't. See, this is the difference what we were complaining about and what they were complaining about.
Yeah.
They were complaining because Daniel Bryan got stripped of the title a day later.
Yeah.
It's like, did you not realize this is fake? Do you realize this? Wrestling's not real. Things like this happen. And then, he got taken away. And they give them money back. Which is
even, idiots.
This is bigger than wrestling. I feel like our whole society is like, it's like, overprivileged, spoiled society where it's like, this thing didn't go the way I thought it wanted to. Yeah. It should have gone. I'm upset. I want my money back.
It's different if it's like boxing where someone gets knocked out in 10 seconds in the first round.
Not even that. It's like you ran that risk of that happening.
Yeah.
The only way I can see of you getting your money back for a pay-per-view you paid for is if we're watching a pay-per-view and we don't get to see the main event because it gets cut off somehow.
Yeah. Like it has happened in the past, that's understandable.
Yeah, like the WCW pay-per-view. I think it was like Starcade or something. It's like, that is the only way I can see you being like, oh, I want my money back because I didn't get to see the main event.
Yeah.
They'd be like, oh, right, it's true. But it's like, I want money back because the guy won the title that night, but then the next night they took the title off of him because they said he won it in a cheap way. In this fake wrestling promo, fake wrestling thing, it's fake because it's wrestling. Wrestling is fake, guys. It's not real. Okay. Hey, Mike, PSA, the more you know. Hey, wrestling is fake. It's not real.
Stop being a bully.
It's still real to me, damn it.
But, I just had to say that. Yeah, I think it was hilarious. And idiotic on some people's part.
It's just stupid people continuing to be stupid.
Yeah.
Americans continue to be Americans. We the people. Yeah, it's not. I mean, I wouldn't complain about, like, I wouldn't be like, oh, I want my money back because the guy lost the title a day later.
It's part of entertainment. Like,
yeah.
I was entertained. Like,
are you not supposed to entertain?
I mean, if you didn't even see that coming in the first place, then you're a wrestling moron.
Yeah. I mean, you don't have to be the smartest of marks to realize, hey, that was a fast count.
Yeah.
Hey, they might take the title away from the next night.
Even if they didn't, you should have been like, oh, they probably will strip him or they might do something.
Or they might say he's an illegitimate champion or something.
Yeah. So, I mean, for all you people who did complain and you're listening, I'm telling you right now, you're an idiot.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
I didn't even put that on the list of topics because I was like, this is the stupidest thing I've ever heard. It's not even worth mentioning on our podcast that we're just starting out doing. That's how dumb it was.
But back to Raw for the third time. Let's talk about last week's Raw first.
Yeah.
Then we go into this
week. Last week's Raw, was that? That was when Dusty Rhodes first came back, right? Or was it this week?
No, last week was when Dusty Rhodes came out begging for... Well, not begging.
Well, he didn't beg.
Well, he begged in his own little, I'm the son of the plumber. Hopes and dreams, player. Kind of thing, you know. Calling Stephanie a bitch.
That promo was so weird because it seemed like Dusty Rhodes probably just came there like 20 minutes ahead of the show.
Yeah.
And they didn't get to work out anything. Or maybe Stephanie was busy and he had a chance to work it out. Because they were just stepping over each other's lines the whole time.
Yeah.
And it's like, part of me is like, that's kind of like how a fight would be. But it's like, it's not a fight. They're like, I'm going to let you talk.
Yeah.
And then I'm going to tell you this. So if it's like, I got a proposal for you. And Dusty Rhodes is being Dusty Rhodes. That's racist, man.
So basically what just happened was I have a collection of wrestling figures in my basement where we do our podcast, and I have a lot of the for all you collectors out there back from the what toy company were they with?
Jax Pacific.
Jax, yeah, the Jax line of the Deluxe Aggression would have like 1,000 points of articulation. And I have a Jimmy Wang Yang where I lost, or maybe one of my cousins stole his cowboy hat, so I put a Chinese, just now I put like a Chinese Raiden kind of hat on
like
him.
I like one of those Vietnamese rice hats. Yes. You see him in like the fields where... Actually, I wore one of those on Halloween one year.
And it's funny because it's not really like a legit rice hat. I made it out of a Pringles thing.
Yeah, the little foil thing over the Pringles can.
All right. So back to Raw for the fourth time. I'm sorry. Just had to do it.
So distracting.
I'm going to take a picture of this and put it on our podcast site.
Our cover art this week. Yeah, so they were just stepping over each other's lines like... It wasn't an enjoyable promo until the Shield and Big Show came in.
I mean, it was cool to see Dusty Rhodes.
Yeah. He just looks so fucking old.
Yeah, you saw, for guys to even see it, you could see all the scars on his forehead.
Yeah, he's been blading for like 80 years. It's like, Jesus Christ.
Yeah, it's nasty. And
it's like, oh God, I saw a picture of New Jack recently. Oh, his is even worse.
Yeah.
It's just like, oh God. I'm so happy we decided not to wrestle.
Yeah.
Cause I don't want to look like that when I'm 60 years old. So it's already going to be bad enough for you. You're going to be 60.
Yeah.
But I don't want to look like someone just like scrape the cheese grater over my forehead.
Yeah, it's crazy. I mean, a lot of the new superstars now won't have it because they don't blade anymore.
Yeah.
If they bleed by accident, but like, you could definitely tell that Triple H should definitely Shawn Michaels, Ric Flair starting to have it, you know. All those guys are going to have them.
It's this,
Chris Benoit probably has it in his grave.
But he's just slow now. Let's be honest. Hey, let's talk about that. Since we're on a ranting hard show.
Right, we'll get to Raw later on for the fifth time.
So
five time Raw review.
Fuck your Booker T.
What the hell?
Tell me. You did not just say that.
Look in the eyes of Sin Cara, Cole. he's wearing a mask, Booker.
No. Yeah. So WWE 2K14, they did the roster reveal and they did the Road to WrestleMania match reveal.
Yeah.
And, you know, there's only two matches in there, that card that I can really, that from what I can tell, it's like noticeably absent. One is Eddie Guerrero versus Kurt Angle.
Yeah.
And the other is the triple threat match of WrestleMania 20. It was Shawn Michaels, Triple H, and Chris Benoit.
Well, one match for me that I thought should have been in it was Eddie versus Rey Mysterio, 21. Yeah. But that's not even in it. At least I don't think. Because Eddie Guerrero's character is the old mullet character. So.
Yeah, I mean, they used the old... They can still use it. It's like...
Yeah. But, I mean, yeah, back to what you were saying. That is my 2 cents.
Well, people were complaining because Chris Benoit is not in it. It's like... You know, it's so funny games to be like, make a Chris Benoit joke.
Yeah.
Because Chris Benoit's an asshole, he kind of deserves it. But for people who are like, seriously, like, oh, I want Benoit to be, how come WWE doesn't talk about Benoit? They don't give him props for winning the World Heavyweight Champion. It's like, because, hey guys, look, the more you know, he killed two people.
Yeah. It's like what CM Punk said, I don't know if it was at some con, I don't know if it was like Comic Con or something that WWE was doing. Where a fan actually asked CM Punk, yeah, is like, is WWE trying to erase Chris Benoit from the history books? And CM Punk said, no, like, we still acknowledge, like, in articles and stuff that he was world champion, just that in light of what he did, you know, you gotta be reasonable, you know, and that's coming from CM Punk, you know.
Yeah, he erased himself, basically. That's, in my eyes, it's like, I loved Chris Benoit. He was my favorite wrestler.
Mm-hmm.
The dude erased himself, though.
Yeah.
Whatever happens now after what he did is because of him.
Yeah.
No one is like saying, well, we should take all his accomplishments away because of what he did. It's like, yeah, I understand people want to like, you know, divorce what he did from him being a wrestler or his job was.
Yeah.
Cause he always did his job well. It's not like his job. Like he tried to murder somebody in the ring.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, maybe he did.
Yeah, not that we know of.
But it's like...
He probably would have killed John Morrison in this.
Oh, God. John Morrison's so lucky.
Yeah.
He's like, woo, dodge that Bowflex. Dodge that Bible. Oh, no. But, like, he deserves all the ridicule, all the jokes. He shouldn't. WWE's been, like, you know, they've been acknowledging him a little bit. Like, oh, the Radicals had Saturn, Malenko, Eddie Guerrero, and Chris Benoit.
Yeah. He who could not be mentioned.
But if they didn't even do that and just said, fuck it, the dude doesn't exist anymore.
Yeah.
He never happened. If they photoshopped him out of every photo.
Yeah.
If they rewrite the Radicals so it's only those three guys and no Chris Benoit, totally fine with it.
I guarantee you that if WWE ever, like, showed him in a video package or whatever, fans would go apeshit, you know? Like, because if you go to every Raw, like, going back to, like, the Raw show I went to, like, Chris Benoit chants every fucking where you go, you know? But, I mean, it's a double-edged sword, you know? You gotta look at it from both sides. And
I mean, you got chanting at that Raw, not as, like, we want Chris Benoit to be acknowledged because he's a great wrestler, because... It's fucking funny.
It's funny.
It's kind of funny, guys.
I mean, I did yell, "I'm a Chris Benoit guy," so.
But you didn't. You didn't do it because you was like trying to stick it to Vince. Tell Vince, I want Chris Benoit to be acknowledged by you guys. It's like, no, this is a joke. It's funny. For anybody who wants Chris Benoit to be in WWE 2K14,
just create him.
No, don't even. He doesn't even deserve that. He's an asshole, a murderer. He fucking killed a mentally handicapped kid. You know, it's like, besides the point that he also killed his wife and the kid he killed was his son.
Uh-huh.
The guy's an asshole and he deserves no praise from anybody ever again. Don't even give him the dignity of creating him and creating a wrestler.
You're just going to put like a fucking block on a new game. It's like, oh, you want to name a Chris Benoit?
Not.
This name is invalid.
He doesn't deserve it. But that's my Chris Benoit rant. You know, fuck him, basically. You want to try to get back to Raw before we get distracted again? Or you just want to talk about W2K while we're on
2K? Yeah, just a little more to talk about. I was bugging out last night because...
Oh, yeah, let me read some of the text. So, last night I started my new job, and I got home at 7 o'clock, like 7:30 last night. And I went straight to sleep, didn't watch Raw live. So, like, around 8, like, oh, I'll show you what time it was. Just try to figure it out. See if I can find it. So, exactly at 9:24 last night, I get a text from Mike says, I don't like the 2K roster. Now, I'm totally asleep. I knew they was doing reveal the roster that night, just for, like, I'm more tired than I want to know what the roster is. I'll find out later. But Mike says, I don't like this K roster. I'm like, oh, I haven't seen it. He's like, well, it's 13 stars yet to be revealed. So far, it's no bueno. What the fuck does that mean?
It's no bueno. It's no good.
Oh, I'm not fucking Spanish. The only thing I care is if the Shield's in the slot stacks. Is the Shield in it? Because I'm sure they are, but they're not on the 2K site. So, like, they revealed Darren Young, but not Tyus O'Neal. I text back, lol, it's because he's not gay. Then he's like, no Usos, no Ryder, no 3MB, no Gabriel. And I'm like, what the fuck? And he's Swagger, no Sin Cara, no Rose, Chance, and now. And he's like, oh, wait, never mind. You have to eat the roster. I'm totally okay with the roster.
Like, I looked at the 2K site, so I knew they were going to reveal it, but they didn't even reveal it. They just say, oh, go to the WWE website and look at the pictures. Big reveal, motherfuckers. But, basically, like, I looked at the site just because I was out of curiosity. I'm like, oh, like, they updated it. They got, like, a couple guys. Like, it was mostly, the legendary retro guys, really. And I was like, this fucking roster is whack. Like, if I wanted to play this, I'll go fucking play SmackDown Know Your Role, you know?
If I wanted to play with Big John, I would play with WWE SmackDown vs. Raw 1964.
And then, like, 5 minutes later, they updated the website and, like, this giant roster popped up, and I was like, oh, I'm cool with this.
So let me just go over it. Let me just find the roster real quick so we can talk about it. But who's some of the guys that you, like, see that you...
3MB. Yeah. I'm so pumped for.
Yeah, we already know you, Drew McIntyre and Mark.
I am a Drew McIntyre cocksucker.
And an AJ Lee asshole licker.
Yes.
We already know,
and
Mike.
And that's okay.
Mike and... my name is Mike and I'm an asshole licker.
Like...
Hi, Mike.
It's funny because, like, in the new in games recently, like, in the last game I was excited for, when 12 came out, I was excited for CM Punk because that's when he had a new theme song, he had a new look, it was badass, you
he was
know?
On the cover.
Yeah. Well, no, that was 12, because 12 was when he cut his hair.
Oh, yeah.
13, I was just more excited for, Attitude Era. I was really more excited for, like...
That was...
You know?
The Attitude Era and Oh My God moments.
Yeah. And then, like, I was just, like, psyched to play as, like...
Where we got our name from?
Billy Gunn. Oh, my God. Like, Billy Gunn, X-Pac, all the old guys, you know?
Oh, do you mean Mr. Ass?
Yes, Mr. Ass. You know, I was so crazy they actually have his theme song in the game.
Yeah, but they don't have his tights in the game. So.
Yeah. And, I mean, that was cool. We got tired after a while, you know? And for this game, I'm just excited for the jobbers that they have. Like, they've had jobbers in WWE 12, but they were, like, basically it was just, like, the Nexus jobbers, you know?
Yeah.
But this one actually has, like, the jobbers that we all love, you know?
I just realized Curtis Axel's not in the game.
He's fairly new, you know?
Yeah, but not he's fairly new, like, but fairly not new fairly
Curtis
new.
Axel, yeah. Like, he wasn't even on TV as Michael McGillicuddy for at least over a year.
He was in WWE 12, though, so, I mean...
Yeah.
Import the character model. That's I always end up saying the same thing. It's like, just import the character model. It's not that hard. All you do is just do this heights.
Yeah.
Now, I think, from looking at the roster, there's a couple guys that, like, just like, why is this guy in this game? Basically, it's the Great Khali. Like, why is the Great Khali in
the game?
Yeah,
why is Great Khali on it? And
he's in this
Kurt
game.
Hawkins.
He's in this game every year. Kurt Hawkins is not in the game.
Kurt Hawkins has been in the game since 2009.
Stephanie McMahon's in the game. I guess she has to be because she's part of a couple of WrestleMania moments.
Probably, yeah. Yeah, for that, the Fatal 4-Way match.
Yeah. And also the Chris Jericho Triple H match.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I guess she has to be in it, so I understand her. I'm just happy they have, like, the Divas they have in this game this year. I know I'm only going to probably play as them once.
Yeah.
But it's like, Oksana's in this game, and she, oh, God, Oksana's, oh.
Yeah, she her model was
oh,
sick.
God. Oh, Oksana.
Sexual, baby.
And he got blonde Layla. Oh, God.
Yes.
And Caitlyn.
Yes.
Yay. And of course, he's so happy. He got heel AJ Lee in the game.
Yes.
He's a like an asshole. A digital asshole all day and all night.
Just fapped to the... Just put her in a one-on-one match with Oksana and just fapped to
I come now. Am I going to record a pop? Oh, God.
I didn't even finish that rematch.
But, I mean, they got the primetime players for the first time.
Yeah.
They got Shane's head Triple H.
Yeah.
Tensai in the game.
Well, I think he's Sweet T in this game.
Oh, it says Tensai, yeah.
Well, I think Sweet T is his nickname, but I'm just going to call him Sweet T because he deserves to be called Sweet T.
They got Ryback, the Shield, which I'm totally excited about.
Yeah.
Macho Man. Then we knew that for a while, though.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, yeah. 3MB. Hogan's. The roster is very, like, this is obviously who they would pick. Mm. Except for the Divas. The Divas stuff is, like, a little all over the place.
Yeah.
But, you know, we already knew about the Legends. And now we got the rest of the roster. Yeah, like, there's, like, some, like, real obvious people they're missing. Like, hey, Evan Bourne's not in it. Evan Bourne's technically still on the roster.
Yeah. He hasn't been on TV in, like, two years.
But still.
See, that I can understand, you know.
Kurt, like, even though you say, yeah, he's new, but, like, Curtis Axel technically is new, but.
Yeah. I guarantee he'll be a
DLC. He'll probably, yeah, DLC, yeah.
Guaranteed.
But, yeah, I mean, people can complain about Chris Benoit not being in the game, but fuck that.
Yeah.
Like I said already.
I mean, he'll definitely be, like, not Chris Benoit, like, Curtis Axel, because, like, a DLC, because...
Wait, is Justin Gabriel in the game?
Yeah, he's in it.
Okay.
Because, like, in 13, you had Cesaro, Ryback, and Sandow, who were, like, kind of new when the game came out, and they were the last DLC package, so, you know.
I just hope that they... From my experience with 2K games, Well, I mean, I just played a basketball game. I never played the baseball game. Well, last time I played a baseball game was like in 2007. But the DLC, they really don't do DLC for the NBA game. What they usually do is like they update it and they put like the new sneakers and stuff in.
Yeah,
that's really all they have to do. Like I remember when 2K13 came out, they didn't finish some of the courts. They had some of the old courts, so they updated the game and you got the new courts.
Okay.
And it just became the default courts. So I mean,
so maybe like they'll do like updatable rosters, like just like one huge update, you know? They're just like, hey, pay $19.95 for this WrestleMania access, and you'll get two characters. You know?
Well, I like the idea of WrestleMania access because they, so you pay like I put down $20. Here's my $20, 2K.
Yeah.
And they do like, okay, well, for the next 3-4 months, we're gonna do like 2 packs a month. You know? And it could be anything from like, here's some clothes to like, oh, here's a couple superstars every month. You know, by the end of the month, you'll have like 15 superstars. End of the 4 months, you'll have 15 superstars. You know? Mm-hmm. I'm okay with that. I'm okay with putting that money down as long as I'm getting something I want. You know?
Yeah. Like,
as long as they're like very open, like, this is what you're gonna get.
Because I think for 13, you got Goldust and DDP.
For free. Well, not for free.
When you bought that shit.
Yeah, when you bought the
well, a lot of people are upset because it wasn't the old school DDP. It was like
WDDP.
DDP Yoga DDP.
Hey, guess what? People are always going to be upset.
Yeah.
It's like, you can be like, hey, I got this golden nugget. You can have it for free. How come I don't get 2 golden nuggets? It's unfair. You got 2. I see you with 2 golden. How come I don't get both? People are going to be upset no matter what, so.
Yeah. Can't scratch everyone's ass, you know.
Or can you? Yeah. And they also revealed the WWE, like we said, the WrestleMania 30 years matches.
Yeah.
It's like, what, 40-something matches?
Something around there.
I mean, that's pretty insane.
I like how they break it up into eras.
Yeah.
They're stupid era names.
Ruthless Aggression Era. Yeah. I was like, what? I thought it was always Entertainment Era. Like, everything from after the Attitude Era to the being like the PG Era, like 2008, to me, that's the Entertainment Era.
Yeah.
The most ruthless aggression.
I think because, like, we're fans and we know. We all call it the PG era.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What? The no headshot era.
Yes. Triple H is like, you don't get, what are you talking about, PG era? It's like Triple H says PG every night in the corner of the TV.
There was it was a pretty good interview with Grantland where he was, so, you know, he was like, the interview with him, he was fine. Maybe it was bad, but it was no fault of him. The white interview was bad because he was given like really, you know, like, you know, wrestling terms and stuff. Talking about the gorilla position and talking about give somebody a push, put somebody over. And, you know, Grantland's not really known for their wrestling coverage.
Yeah.
And he was like, and they were like, every time he would say something like a wrestling term like that, they would put like in parentheses, oh, giving a guy a push means he gets more television time. You know?
Yeah.
But it was like these 3-4 sentence explanations on what giving a push is, or putting someone over is a baby face or a heel.
Yeah.
It's like, it made a page and a half article, like 4 pages. It's just like, Jesus Christ, God. It's like, you know, people who are not wrestling fans are not going to, like, check out this interview. So you don't need to explain this shit.
Uh-huh.
You know, so like, whatever. It'd be different if it was like, here's an interview with The Rock.
Yeah.
Like, he's going to be pushing, talking about his new movie, you know, The Tooth Fairy 4, The Revenge of the Easter Bunny. So, you know, this is Triple H, the guy who's known for wrestling his entire life. He's not going to be talking about, well, I can't wait to do the Chaperone 2, you guys. Me and Stephanie have been really writing, really hitting the script hard, trying to get the Chaperone 2 made.
Yeah.
I've still never seen it.
I haven't watched a WWE film. Last WWE film I watched was Knucklehead, and honestly,
I didn't see Knucklehead either.
I've only seen See No Evil and Knucklehead.
I watched the John Cena ones. John Cena was not that bad. 12 rounds and the first Marine. Mm. Especially 12 rounds. I think 12 rounds is really good, like, for what it is.
I gotta check it out. I want to see Legendary, since it's on Netflix.
I haven't seen Legendary either. I think we should do a commentary of The Chaperone, because I haven't seen
it. A live commentary?
Yeah.
Like an ICP shit from Fuse Network. Have, like, indie stars come in my basement.
Here's, welcome to the basement.
Here's Greg the Hammer.
Oh, God. Like, remember that? So, we was at our friend Ed's house a couple weeks ago. We were drinking beers and having a good time. And the television was on and the channel Fuse was on. And it started showing that ICP theater television show.
Yeah.
And Greg the Hammer Valentine's on that show. And Scott Hall guest starred. And I was just like, these poor guys. Yeah, someone needs to give these guys a job.
It's like when Shawn Michaels was going around saying he doesn't want to be a wrestling tragedy. Well, if you guys don't know what a wrestling tragedy is, look at those guys.
Look at Scott Hall and Jake the Snake Roberts. Those guys are wrestling. I'll give them all the credit, though. They're trying to at least...
Yeah, they're trying to get back on track, you know?
Yeah.
But, I mean, for those of you who don't know what a wrestling tragedy is, like, you're just all right, go check out the movie The Wrestler. That's the perfect example, because he was this world-class wrestler, like, top of his game, and then he just ends up working in the deli at a supermarket. Like, that's a wrestling tragedy. You're just, like, being a greeter at Walmart or something, you know?
But did they, like, was he, like, named, in the wrestler, they say he was a, you know, former, like, in the professional light league? I thought he was just always, like, an indie dude.
No, because he, in the beginning, you could tell, cause all the flyers of, like, this huge match that he had.
Because
he had his own toy and shit.
Oh, that's true. I forgot about that.
So, yeah. Wrestling tragedy.
That's probably like, I can think back to like wrestling movies, like fictional wrestling movies. Yeah. I think that's probably the only good one.
I like Raider Rumble.
Raider Rumble is good for the it's a good thing back about history, because then you realize, oh crap, David O'Kane was actually WCW champion at one point. It's funny and it's real stupid.
Yeah.
But like, I say, like, oh, this movie is a great satire on the wrestling business. It's like, no, this movie is a dumb way to sell tickets for WCW.
Like the fake Jerry the King Lawler.
Yeah.
Jimmy King.
I will crown you. Who's the dude in the cowboy? It was the cowboy hat dude supposed to be
JR? That was David Arquette.
No. You know, like, they had like an Eric Bischoff type dude.
Oh, yeah, I forgot his name.
Was he supposed to be like JR or...
I don't know.
A mix between JR and Vince McMahon or something.
This horrible movie with Sting. Of course, Sting was in the rafters.
Yeah. The best part, I can't remember if this was actually a match or not, but the three cage match, the triple cage match.
I've never watched WCW ever.
I used to love WCW. Used to be really good. Like, a lot of people forget about how good WCW was, because it's just like, think back, all you can remember is, you know, Vince Russo being the WCW champion.
Yeah. So, yeah. Let me defend myself
real quick. Or the LWO.
So, for all you guys saying, like, oh, after what I just said, oh, he's not a real wrestling fan, he never watched WCW. You gotta understand, I was a kid when WCW was going through the Monday Night Wars, so you got, like, growing up with, like, one TV in your house, so whatever your dad likes, of course, that's what you're gonna like, too. So, my dad was a full-blown WWF fans, so of course me and my brother grew up watching the WWF, and my whole family watched WWF, so we're all just like, fuck WCW, wheelchair wrestling, you know, you know,
wheelchair,
we're all crappy wrestling, you know, shit like that,
assholes.
So we're all like team WWF, so growing up, like, I didn't give a shit until, like, of course, like, Y2J, people were going crazy. I'm like, who the fuck is this guy? Oh, I like him, though, you know? And then...
I knew about Y2J before you did.
So, like, when the invasion happened, it was still WWE, you know? It was still WF, you know? So, I was still watching WF TV, but I wouldn't even consider those WCW matches. They're just, to me, it was, if it was on WF television, it was a WWF match.
So that was great for me because I had stopped watching WCW at that point. So then, like, you know, watching WWE for a couple years at that point of time and forgetting about WCW. And then have all these guys that used to be like, yeah, this guy's going to be great. This guy's awesome. To come to WWF, like Booker T and Rey Mysterio and, you know, Jericho's already there. You had the Radicals.
Yeah.
You know, minus Benoit.
But, you know, I meant, like, I've never watched a WCW match on TV.
Oh, like TNT.
Yeah, like, I have WCW. I own WCW matches because of, like, the Rey Mysterio DVD or, like, the Chris Jericho DVD. But, like, I don't have any of the WCW documentaries, you know?
Oh, sorry. So, this is a great comparison. Remember, like, think of TNA, but bigger.
Yeah, that's basically what it is.
That's basically what WCW was.
So I guess I am basically a WCW fan. Because the whole TNA used to be NWA TNA. It should be WCW TNA. Like, they should just bring back WCW and call their show Total Nonstop Action.
World Championship Wrestling presents Total Nonstop Action.
Yeah, exactly. Like, it's basically what it is, you know?
WCW TNA.
Yeah.
Don West.
We already got Mike Tenay as the announcer, so I mean, yeah, and Eric Bischoff and Hogan.
All right, so let's try to get back to current day wrestling
for the fifth time.
Because
fifth time.
Hey, guess how long we've been doing this podcast already?
40 minutes.
About 36 minutes. So yeah, okay. So Rhodes family versus the Shield at Battlegrounds. Yeah. You think that's like a good idea?
I mean, obviously, I don't think, because I know what we all think. It's like, I don't want to fucking see Dusty Rhodes in the saggy flying squirrel arms, you know, the yellow polka dot outfit. I think he's going to pull up Bret Hart.
Unless he's going to bring Sapphire out. Man, I'm totally with it.
I think he's going to bring, like, he's going to bust out the Bret Hart and just be like, oh, you know, I'm just going to wear pants and a t-shirt.
Some jorts.
And some elbow pads, you know. That shit.
Yeah, some Tims.
Yeah.
I borrowed Cry Times Tims.
But, I mean, it sucks because you got, they should just have a tag team match, you know?
One thing. Last night on Raw, Goldust came, when Cody and Goldust invaded, basically, and took out the Shield. Goldust was wearing the face paint.
Yeah.
I thought, it's like, what? At what point, he was in the car. It's like, Cody's like, all right. You ready, Dustin? Let's go do this. Let's take the Shield out. Hold on, I'm putting on my makeup. I gotta look pretty for our cameras.
And I went ape shit. I went ape shit because, like, I wasn't watching live because I was watching. Hope I don't get in trouble for saying this. I was streaming it on my computer, you know. So
you don't have to pay for Raw, Mike. Who gives a fuck?
I know, but still, it's like, oh, you're taking our viewership away, you know.
Our ratings. Yeah. Oh no.
And it was kind of blurry and. From the blurriness, one of the security guards looked like Ted DiBiase. And I was like, oh my god, Ted DiBiase, he's back! Oh shit, I'm like, oh fuck, that's not him.
What a maneuver!
Yeah. I was like, whatever, he was so cool, you know. Shield got taken out.
Yeah. I was really afraid that they were going to make the Shield look really weak last night. It was 11-on-3 handicap tag match. Even though half of the 11 team is jobbers. Yeah. It's just like, you know, it's like, it's 11-on-3 still.
Yeah.
If the 11 guys don't win, then it's just like,
yeah,
fuck the storyline. The storyline's over.
Yeah. I mean, they did eliminate 6 out of 11. Because it was like a 1-on-4.
But I mean, they had to at that point because they had to make the Shield look not super strong, but it's like, hey, at least they fought back. They got a lot of the guys out. But I think this is really a preview for Survivor. I think, seriously, a Survivor Series, most of that team that we got is going to be facing the Shield in a like Survivor Series style match.
Yeah. Because I think lately, if I remember, they really only have like one championship match at a Survivor Series. I don't know about last year, but I know like there's been a couple Survivor Series pay-per-views where one of the main champions has been in a Survivor Series style elimination match, you know? Mm. But, it seems like that might happen, you know?
Okay. There's one thing I've been thinking about today. Which one of the Rhodes is gonna double cross and go heel?
I don't know.
Because it has to happen at this point, right? I can see it being dusty. But yes, part of me wants it to be Cody because I love Cody as a heel. Cody's the greatest.
Yeah, I think it could be Cody because he has more of an argument, like saying he could just be like, hey, like, you had your shot, you're washed up, you know, yeah. kind of deal.
Or you can say something like, oh, you know, Stephanie gave you the chance to give back my job and you didn't because you weren't picked between me and Dustin. But doesn't even have a job here. I had a job here before.
Because I know y'all got Goldust on Twitter has been saying, yeah, let's try to get a Rhodes Brothers match at like a major pay-per-view, you know, them against each other.
Or maybe Goldust goes heel on Dust because he's like, oh, you didn't love me, Jerry. Yeah. You didn't love me.
You were never there for me. Mm. That's why I'm like... Well, I mean, Roman Reigns, what a fucking show he put on last night, you know, because a lot of people were saying, well, not really, I guess some people, but a lot of the backstage mumbo jumbo was, out of the three, Roman Reigns is the one who probably be sent back to developmental after the Shield is done. But I mean, after last night,
he's not the most polished. Like,
yeah,
at least Dean Ambrose and Seth Rollins were both indie dudes before.
Yeah,
you know, Roman Reigns is like he has his family to lean on. He has, hey, guess who cousin I am?
Yeah.
Everybody's. You know, but it's like the dude. Even I was a couple weeks ago. I was saying, yo, he's the weak link. You know, when the show's over, his career's probably gonna be over.
Yeah,
but it's like this dude's impressing me now.
Yeah, I always liked Roman Reigns. Like, I just love his yell, as calmo as that sounds. I just like,
I just like, he's just like, big, and yeah. just, and like, he spears people, he fucking murders them. They fucking die. You know, like, poor Zack Ryder.
Just get his main event spot.
Yeah, he's main event in Raw tonight. you know, he's main event it with 14 other dudes. He's like, hey, I'm main event Raw tonight. Yeah. Man, he gets the tag in. He gets the woo. And the fans are chatting. Woo. Woo. Woo spear.
he eliminated like three people, right?
Yeah.
In like a matter of 5 minutes. Yeah.
It's just like, hey, Justin gave us the match. I was like, oh shit, Justin gave us the match. Mike's probably too excited right now. He was like, oh no, spear.
Yeah. He got like one punch. Spear.
Titus O'Neil got the spear too.
Yeah. Like I was telling you before, I'm not really into big man on big man matches because they just never work out really.
It's super, super slow.
Quote unquote. Here's a perfect example. Batista versus Umaga.
Yeah.
Never works.
Here's a better example. Brock Lesnar versus Goldberg.
Yes. Or Undertaker versus Great Khali.
Yeah. John Cena. Great Khali versus anybody.
Yeah.
It could be like Great Khali versus Daniel Bryan and CM Punk. Nope. Still a bad match.
That was the first, like, big dude, like, confrontation. I was like, oh, shit's about to go down with Roman Reigns and Titus O'Neil.
Yeah, I'm loving me some Roman Reigns right
yeah.
now.
Yeah.
Oh, this is another funny story about from last night. Take another to derail again. So, I'm sleeping last night. Mike's texting me all this shit. So my ringtone, my text ringtone is the Shield theme. It's the, you know, everything. It's the whole, the Sierra Hotel, everything.
Yeah.
So I'm sleeping. I get the text. The phone's going off. I hear the theme. First thing I think in my head, oh, shit's about to go down. And then I like sit up in my bed, look around. I'm like, oh, I'm asleep. It's like, for some reason, I thought I was in a wrestling ring by myself and the Shield's coming to get me. What are you looking at?
The phone's going off. Wow.
I thought the Shield was about to get me last night. So I was like, oh, it's just Mike texting me, that asshole. Doesn't he know I'm asleep right now?
I think that President Obama should incorporate that. What, like, what's the highest level? Like orange or some shit?
No, it's red.
Oh, like red. When shit goes red, she's like, echo. He's was like, we're about to get nuked. Shit's about to go down.
The House of Justice.
The Shield's like the front line in justice.
No, there's a nuke flying to the United States. All you see is Roman Reigns jumping in the sky. He spears the nuke. It's like, God damn.
Dean Ambrose goes, nope.
Yeah, I love that the Shield, every part of the Shield has like memes of Roman Reigns. Like Dean Ambrose's meme is just like, someone else says something just like that nope face is funny.
Yeah, well, I did see a Roman Reigns meme last night. It was Randy Orton and I think Seth Rollins on SmackDown where I've never seen this match before, but it was like Orton was like doing something and like, he was like leaning out to the outside and Roman Reigns like jumped up. Like goes, I'm a ballerina. Like, it was just perfect like pose.
But he doesn't have, Dean Ambrose's meme is always the same thing. It's always the note face.
Yeah.
Seth Rollins memes is always Seth Rollins being dead. he sells the high habit.
I did like Roman Reigns' dead ass. Because he just had this really big smile on his dead ass though.
He needs his own, like, constant meme that we can use all the time. This meme killed Seth Rollins.
Yes. There's, like, a lot of ones burying him, like, saying, does Roman Reigns ever do anything that has a powerbomb?
How about his meme is just spearing other memes?
Yeah.
This is a bad meme spear.
Oh, new jobber in town, Spear.
Zack Ryder's getting main event in Spear.
Back to Raw.
Yeah, so, I mean, the greatest thing that happened in the past couple of weeks on Raw was, the first night after made it at the Nine Champions, Daniel Bryan, he's celebrating the ring with the baby faces,
Yeah.
That moment will go down in like Raw history. You had every fan in the building behind them.
Yeah.
Every fan in the building chanting yes. The baby faces chanting yes. The baby faces look like they were so happy to be out there. It's just like, yes.
We're in the last 5 minutes of Raw.
TV time, guys. Let's go. Everyone was so hyped about it.
I think, I like how they set it up. I think it was perfect timing by the fans because, like, Daniel Bryan's getting fucked up. Everyone's going, chanting for CM Punk because that's what we all want.
Yeah.
But then when, like, you look in the background, you see the Usos leading, like, the army. Just, like, I've never seen any superstar hustle to the ring. Like, all of them did. Like, they were just like,
let's go. TV time.
And the fans just went ape shit. Like, it was, like, the fans just, like, chanting CM Punk and out come the Calvary. It was just perfect. But it's one thing I've been searching on like YouTube and the internet that I can't find is that the fans, you couldn't see it on TV, but they just started booing the shit out of somebody or something. Like it wasn't like for a couple of seconds they started booing. So I don't know if something happened in the crowd or something happened. So no one's said anything about it yet. So I don't know what happened.
I don't remember them booing.
But this week's Raw with the CM Punk segment was great because he gave this speech that was so motivational, and we don't even live in Chicago.
Yeah.
But, like, that speech was so great. Like, I was like, oh, you get my ass kicked. You know what you do? Just lace up your boots and do it the next day. I was like, ah, you inspired me. You know, I'm never going to bitch again in a day in my life, you know?
CM Punk.
And, like, the fact that, like, how can you, like, not smile, like, if, alright, like, we were, like, wrestlers, right? And, like, we're coming back to our hometown in Madison, and they're chanting our name, like, 1,000 strong, like, more than, like, 1,000, like, all these people chanting your name, like, you can't help but just, like, shed a tear. He wasn't crying last night, but, like,
I mean, like, he's not,
be happy, you know?
He wouldn't cry because, I mean, this has happened for him, like, 13 times already. He's won the WWE Championship for the first time in his hometown.
Yeah.
So never get top tagged, you know, but. He gave a great speech, and the Chicago fans ate it up. They loved it.
Yeah.
They were chanting for CM Punk all night.
Yeah.
You know, so.
And for all you don't know, the dark, wasn't really MASH, it's like dark segment, was CM Punk came out, celebrated with Daniel Bryan a little bit, and then he fought with Ryback, Curtis Axel, and Paul Heyman again, where he gave Heyman a couple whacks in the back with a kendo stick. And the fans started chanting GTS, so, of course, to send the fans home happy, gave Curtis Axel a GTS. And then he was celebrating a little more, and typical asshole CM Punk. Someone throws him. First of all, this fan's an idiot, because we all know CM Punk's a Chicago Cubs fan. Yeah. Someone threw him a Chicago White Sox hoodie, and he threw it back in the crowd.
I would do the same thing So I was like, oh, here's the New Jersey Devils hockey jersey. I'd be like, I'd probably piss on the ring. Fuck you.
But then someone threw him, I think, Jonathan Toews' Blackhawks jersey, and he accepted it.
Oh, okay.
So the fact that he threw it back, like, that fan was a moron, because the dude has Chicago Cubs tights and has his own Chicago Cubs t-shirt. Yeah. So obviously he has to be a Chicago Cubs fan. He's always wearing that old school Chicago Cubs hat anyway.
Yeah, like how we would probably wear like Mets colored jerseys. I mean, yeah. Mets colored tights or something.
Like Curt Hawkins, poor guy. He's yeah, getting buried just like the actual baseball team.
Oh, no. All right, so Mike, guess what time it is? Top of the TNA rant of the week.
Oh my god.
This rest of the week is a continuation of last week's rant, because guess what, guys? The same exact shit happened.
Same old shit, different.
Oh, but no, something new happened now. I watched Impact this week.
Then that's the whole thing, though.
No. I watched, they were teasing the whole, like, AJ Styles is gonna, he has a thing, basically AJ Styles dropped a pipe bomb.
Again, or the first time? Still talking about that same promo.
They were different points, but I don't know.
Because I know, like, the first one goes, I'm better than the best in the world. I'm the phenomenal idiot. I was like, bitch, you don't know who you're fucking with.
Do you even lift, bro?
You better fucking go run 1,000 miles before you could get in the ring with CM Punk.
That'd be a great match, though, but. He called out Dixie Carter. He's like, "Oh, Dixie, I got some shit to say to your face."
Okay, it's a different one.
And I was like, "I don't want to hear this." So I turned the channel.
It's like the most important thing to TNA Impact, and you turned it off.
That showed you how interested I was. He was like, "This is the most important thing that's ever going to happen on TNA," and I'm like, "I don't give a fuck." I'd rather watch Forensic Files than watch any more of this. No, but it's like, so TNA released, they didn't release them. They tried to resign them, but they both was like, fuck no. Mickie James and Kay Anderson, two former WWE superstars, went to TNA around the same time, actually.
Yeah.
Both was like, god damn it, Mike. Is it bad enough that you put him in a Chinese rice hat? But you also have to molest Jimmy Wang Yang now? I feel like Jimmy Wang Yang is going to be like the mascot of our show now.
It reminds me of the first DX VHS where DX like took over the production truck. And Road Dogg is like at like the mixer, goes, yeah. Was it Road Dogg? It might have been Xbox, one of them. Maybe it was Billy Gunn. One of the DX members
of DX who were not China, Triple H, or Shawn Michaels.
Yeah. Or they had like a Beanie Baby cat, and he's like, hey, Hunter, I'll play with my pussy. Suck it. Anyway, back to TNA and how Anderson and Mickie James are leaving. Or left. They left already.
They left already.
Yeah.
All right. So, Mickie.
I love you, Mickie.
Yes. She lost a lot of weight. I watched the last match. She's not chunky Mickie James. I like chunky Mickie James.
You know what? Fuck WWE. I love the chunky Mickie James. Like,
yeah.
It's
like, women, not all women are, you know, 80 pounds.
Yeah,
you know. You know, it's like, well, it's like, she wasn't even like fat. She was just like, the chick got meat to her.
Yeah, like, not the shit on Awesome Kong or Karma, whatever you want to call her. Like,
yeah, it's like, she wasn't that big. She was just like, hey, guess what? I had a cheeseburger for lunch.
Yeah, it's like, you want to, first of all, they punished Mickie James for being chunky. That's why they gave her the Piggy James storyline.
Yeah.
But then you're bringing this, like, 1,000-pound monster of a female and just, like, have her get knocked up the week after her debut. So.
She's like, hey, guys, pregnancy.
Oh, yeah, we should have kept Mickie James, Vince. God, fuck.
I kind of think Awesome Kong didn't want to be there at all anyhow.
Yeah.
So. Yeah, so she's gone. You know, I don't know where this came from, because I'd never heard this before. But people are saying, like, it's like, oh, sources behind WWE. The reason she left in the first place is because people said she had an ego and, you know, she wasn't getting along with the talent in the back. Mm.
I heard about that too.
Yeah, but I'm like, at a certain point, you gotta be like, this person's kind of an asshole, but she's pretty good at her job, so.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, if CM Punk was an asshole, like, well, he is an asshole, but if he was a bigger ass, he was a bigger asshole than he is, like, to people in the back, and, you know, he had an ego and stuff, wouldn't you be like, well, yeah, he's kind of an asshole, but we gotta excuse it because he's probably the best wrestler in the business right now.
Yeah, I mean, you gotta fucking nut up sometimes, you know?
It's like, when Mickie James is like, she's probably an asshole, she has a big ass ego, but she's probably the best woman wrestler. Also, the problem is that she's like 34, and WWE's like, WWE's trying to is hiring 18-year-olds now.
Yeah, like,
so
that just fine off the street with no wrestling background.
They're like, hey, she's kind of cute. Hey, you want a WWE contract?
Yeah, sing the fucking Funkadactyls theme song and suck at it.
Yeah. Hey, you know what blows my mind about that? They didn't even know she could sing.
Yeah, I know.
It's like, what was she supposed to do? It was like, why did you sign her?
Yeah.
Like, you had no clue she had any talents whatsoever, but you gave her a contract and a reality show. Thanks, guys.
You guys can't see, but I'm shaking my head right now.
SMH.
That's why we gotta do a live one. See our reaction.
These fucking ass. It's just the stupid shit that we do and say. Hey, this is audio. People can't see. You can't see what we're doing. They can't see me doing the Teddy Long dance right now. But holla, 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 flyers. Can't see Mike molesting Jimmy Wayne Yang. Can't see his rice hat.
It's so fucking racist.
Holla, 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 flyers. I'm not tired too much.
But,
what do I want with my motorcycle?
I think, it's funny we were talking about before the podcast, how Aces and Hates had, like, this gigantic team.
They had an invasion style, like, man force of, like, 50 people.
They had 4 people or 3 people have left the Aces and Hates. Doc, or as, so if you don't know, that's Festus and Luke Gallows from the WWE.
Biscuits and Gravy!
Ken Anderson.
Maybe your man.
Ken Anderson, or as you guys don't know, is Mr. Kennedy or Ken Kennedy in the WWE.
Biscuits and Gravy!
And of course, D-Von is gone.
The rest of the song.
And D'Lo Brown is gone too. Yeah. So it's like, good God, guys. Like,
but they had, from what I can tell, they had even more than that before.
I think it was just, because before what it was, didn't reveal, because they used to come out with masks.
Yeah.
So every week, people had different masks. That's what it looked like. It was like this big club, but really it was just like 5 jobbers from WWE, you know?
5 WWE dudes in a couple. So. Yeah, so that promo was actually probably one of the highlights of Impact. When, Mike Knox was like, dude, we had like 20 people last year. What happened?
Yeah.
So, yeah, it looks like people are about to turn on Bully Ray. Yeah, Bully Ray got, I guess her name was Tessmacher. Yeah, that's Tessmacher. So that's his new girlfriend since Brooke Hogan was fired.
Supposedly. I don't know.
The bitch is gone.
Well, see, that's the thing. Like, everyone on the internet is like, we're not sure if Brooke's really gone, you know? Like, that could just be storyline shit. It's fucking Hulk Hogan's daughter. I mean, do I give a shit? No. But
yeah, I love Mickie James, and I do like Mr. Kenny in the ring. I hope both of these guys land back in WWE.
Yeah. Especially if Michelle McCool might come back.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Now, since you brought that up. Yeah, Michelle McCool's been in the back. She's been helping the NXT Divas and stuff.
She's been training with Undertaker at the Performance Center.
Uh-huh. So it's looking like she might be making a comeback.
Yeah.
Which I welcome, because it's like, if you like think back to the Michelle McCool saga, what happened?
Yeah.
The chick went from teaching high school science or something to like best WWE diva.
Yeah.
In a weekend, it seems like. And of course, she went one-on-one with Undertaker.
She broke the streak.
One-on-one with the Undertaker, player. See, I was just thinking about, like, Undertaker and Shawn Michaels sleeping in their bed at night. He's just Teddy Long in the corner, just doing his little
jig. He's like at their wedding, like his speech was like, "Tonight they're going to one on one with the Undertaker. Holla, holla, holla."
You know it's the Mac Miller too.
Come on and get it on. But they're definitely like, especially since she stole. Even though WWE tried to cover it up backstage, she fucking stole the Styles Clash with AJ Styles. And she made it look pretty damn cool.
Yeah. You know? Like, she didn't steal it and it's like, oh gosh, she's fucking stole this move and just ended it. But it's like, no, she stole it and didn't someone also use the Canadian Destroyer? Was it like a Diva use it at one point?
Yeah, maybe some people use that thing.
I think, was it Melina or she was like a variation of it?
Something like that.
Yes.
I gotta find out. But someone did use the Canadian Destroyer.
That's a cool ass move.
She says Michelle McCool put her religion into that move, called it the Faith Breaker.
Yeah, she's like using that like high, like that heel lock or something.
Yeah. Like, I didn't understand how, going back to the games, you have two Styles Clashes as two separate moves in the game. One's called the Landing Clash, and one's called the Faith Breaker. It's the same fucking shit. Fuck you, WWE. Get your shit together.
Fuck you, THQ. Get your... Oh, wait.
Yeah.
So, Michelle McCool, Mickie James, and Mr. Kennedy all coming back. I'm totally excited for that. I want that to happen.
Yes.
Yeah. How can you not be excited? You hear three great wrestlers that might be coming back. You know?
Especially since I don't think Anderson got the shit out of the stick, you know, because he was like...
He was next in line.
Yeah, because he got injured. That's why he had to give up the...
Money to make.
Yeah, and then he was pretty outspoken. Like, I don't think he ever spoke out towards management, but like his mindset was like CM Punk's. Like,
yeah, he was like... He was CM Punk before CM Punk was CM Punk.
Yeah.
And that's the problem, because he did it before. Like, it's a different thing. So when CM Punk dropped the pipe bomb on television during Raw, because you could still be like, well, that was wrestling. Yeah. So, you know, Ken Anderson was dropping pipe bombs.
You know, backstage.
Yeah. To, you know, to smart marks who are doing dirt sheets, you know, like us. He was doing dirt pipe bombs to podcasts. It's like, no, Ken, what the fuck are you doing? That's not.
As opposed to he got fired because he almost killed Randy Orton.
Yeah.
Like, who gives a fuck? That shit happens, you know? Like,
yeah. Some part of me wish people would kill Randy Orton. Someone should step up and do their job.
Yeah, I wish Jeff Hardy killed him when he did epic swanton on like TV tower.
You know, that's all fun and joking, huh? We wish Randy Orton was dead. let's just say that we're just joking. We don't actually want someone to kill Randy Orton.
Oh no, I don't. I really don't wish death on Randall Keith Orton.
I hope somebody kills Chris Mawato. That asshole deserves it. Yeah, but fucking Randy Orton's boring as hell. I don't even want to talk. Let's act like he's not.
Well, his segment on Raw yesterday pissed me off with Brie Bella. I was like, you fucking, because this is how it is for me. And maybe you could put your two cents, and maybe I think you'll agree with me. Watching Total Divas, you compared Nikki to Bella. I mean, Nikki to Brie. It's like Brie's a more innocent one, even though she has Brie mode going on sometimes. Like,
Brie mode!
I think like she's more like down to earth, like more spiritual out of the Bella twins, you know? And lately, like last week and this past week's Raw, like when like Brian was going, like walking to the ring or to the grill position, and he just stops, looks at Brie Bella, and she just gives him that like good luck baby hug. Like, I wish I was in on Brian that moment, because she... You don't realize how tiny she is.
Mike, do you want to lick her asshole?
Yes, I do. Like, you don't realize, I'm into tiny girls. Like, you don't realize how small she is.
When I know.
Until she's standing next to Dan O'Brien, who's 5'8", who's taller than me.
I've seen your girlfriends. You like them tiny.
And then,
bitch, you gotta use a magnifying glass to see it.
And then, like, when, like, she was kind of like, when Ori came up to her and said, like, you want a real man? Like, get with the Viper, and she's just like kind of leaning back, like, I have a real man right now. I was like, don't fuck with her. Like, I'm gonna, I'll KO you myself. Okay.
I'll kill you, Randy. I'll kill you. I just thought that he was gonna, like, shit in the suitcases.
Not looking. Oh, you don't wanna get with me? I'm gonna take a nice fight for size shit in your locker. It's like, bitch, fucking, I know it's a storyline, but.
Dookie out of nowhere.
What a poo <poo-poo>. Poo. I know it's a storyline, but it's like the fucking stupid part. Like, every wrestling fan has that little person inside them that feels wrestling's real. And everyone has to admit that.
You know? It's not that we feel wrestling's real, it's that we. It's like.
We feel so much about it.
It's like VGCW. We all know VGCW is super fake.
It's, yeah,
like I said last time, it's a layer of fake on top of a layer of fake.
It's like when Greg Holly kissed, what was her name, Natalya?
Yeah.
And you, like, depressed for a whole week. Shut up. It's like that for me. It's like, just don't talk to me, bro.
So he just started shit in the suitcase. He's going to open up a suitcase. Nigga's like, hey, bro, you ready to leave? I'm like, yes. We get my suitcase. We put this in the suitcase. Oh, God. Randy. I forgot to open my suitcase.
But it's funny. Going back to the Great Khali kiss. When Mickey James did it, but she, like, jumped into his arms, I died. I think I had to step away from the TV for a couple moments.
Mike was in the corner in the fetal position.
I was crying to my mom, like, Mom. She broke my heart.
Not Mickey, no.
She's like, talking like JR to my mom. That son of a bitch. A she-devil. What the fuck were we talking about? I don't even know.
What the fuck happened?
Why do we always do this?
Remember when the show was on the rails? No, it was never on the rails.
So what else was on your topic list?
Fuck the topic list.
Oh my God, I've got tears coming out of my fucking eyes.
My face hurts from smiling.
So how about that TNA? It just suck, right?
Yeah, TNA continues to suck.
Oh my God, fucking... Okay, NXT.
Tyler Reese. Are wild in here.
So, I know you didn't watch it this week, but you watched a little bit of it.
Yeah, I didn't see all of it.
They buried Curt Hawkins, because, first of all, he had a match with Sami Zayn, and obviously he was going to lose. It was actually a pretty good match, but honestly, watching that match... Curt Hawkins did look a little lazy, like he really didn't want to work it. Yeah, I mean, I guess you can't really blame the guy, because it's like...
Oh, because he's on NXT now?
Yeah, he's on NXT, and like, you show up to the building, it's like, yeah, you're going up against Sami Zayn, and it's like, fuck my life, like, of course I'm going to lose, right? And then fucking after the match...
It's like that Zack Ryder meme, who when he's about to fight my family, he's just like... Bro, just pin me now. Yeah.
It's just like, and then Bo Dallas has a promo backstage saying like, they ask him, oh, so, you know, that incredible match, you know, you think Sami Zayn deserves a title match? And he goes, you know, it was a great match, you know, but Curt Hawkins doesn't win a lot of matches, so it doesn't really count. And I was like, oh my fucking God.
So how you have Bo Dallas
buried
Curt Hawkins.
Basically just busted out a shovel and said, here, get in that grave.
Triple H just said, hey, Bo, hey, kid, you can borrow my shovel.
And then he had another great match. Well, not wasn't a great match. It was just
character. Was there an Emma sighting? Was there Emma?
No, Emma wasn't there.
Oh, thank God. I can actually watch the rest of NXT now. What about Bayley?
No.
Oh, boo.
But last week, Sasha Banks turned heel. And that was actually pretty good match on the page.
Last week, I gotta watch.
But back to this week. I should have looked up his name beforehand. But he's like a... if I could, like, combine two characters, a current wrestler, that I'll put Fandango. And that's it. He's just like a singing version of Fandango. Like, he's an opera singer. Like, he just comes out and singing the song. And he looks mad old because he has the fucking mustache and the combed over hair. And it's just like trip old school Hunter Hearst Helmsley kind of looking tights. And he's just singing opera. But he was so over with the crowd.
It was ridiculous. I have a large councilman, but I need cash now.
Pretty much.
Call JT Wentworth. 8 cents of a cash now.
Call ICP if you want money. Put you on TV. but the main event.
I have Greg Valentine, but I need Scott Hall now.
The main event was great. I'm not really all for gigantic tag team matches, but for some reason these two past tag team main events on Raw.
Tag team. Yeah. That's like, all right. Every time one of us makes a does a Teddy Long joke, you have to take a shot.
Arnold Palmer Hard.
Yes.
But the tag team match was yeah, like the top heels.
Bull Dallas, you're going one on one. What the hell, Tiger?
He's gonna end the streak at 32. Yeah, like the top heels on NXT versus like the top faces of NXT, which is like you had Corey Graves, Adrian Neville, CJ Parker, and what's the dude? Consequences Creed, or what's his name? Xavier Woods.
Yeah, Xavier Woods
versus Leo Kruger, The Ascension, and our favorite, Tyler Breeze.
No, not the face.
And it was
you're disgusting.
It was a great match because, like, Leo Kruger was, like, in it for, like, half the match because, like, they were doing quick tags on him. Like, everyone was just hitting, like, in there for, like, 2 seconds, just, like, kicking the shit out of his arm. And the fans got really into it, saying, like, one more tag, right? So then, like, of course, like, the momentum shifted to the heel corner. And everyone started chanting, "We want Breeze." And then, like, Tyler Breeze kind of just, like, do, like, the whole pretty boy thing. Like, if someone got close to the corner, he would just, like, kind of lean back from the apron so he doesn't get hit in the face.
Not my face.
And he just tags himself in, and the fans
Touch my phone!
Fans would ape shit. And then, like, the whole spot with him was, Xavier Woods was in the match, and they went back and forth, and he got hit in the face and tagged out immediately, and the fans just loved it, just chanting, "This is awesome," you know?
I thought NXT is like an indie crowd, you know?
Yeah.
They're just super into the matches at all times.
And of course, he did it like on a couple occasions, so of course, like, being heels, like, the other three people just left him.
Yeah.
So it was just like a 4-on-1, pretty much. So of course, they buried him, having all four faces hit him with their finishers.
You photobombed me? Don't touch my phone?
It was weird, because at the end of the match, like, they all posed over him.
Uh-huh.
And then, like, they were celebrating, had, like, smoke come down from the ceiling. Like, it was like, was this a pay-per-view? Like, what was going on?
Man, NXT's budget just went, yeah, just went up like crazy.
But, I mean, it was
they,
cool.
They got that Sami Zayn money.
Yeah. It's a good paper. It was a good NXT. Yeah.
NXT is always good.
Yeah. Since I started watching it, it hasn't been bad.
It's, you don't even need to pay for Hulu Plus to see NXT.
This is on regular?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
So I realized, I was like, oh, crap. I can watch NXT anytime I want.
I want my money back.
I still don't watch it, though. Yeah, Raw and SmackDown, you had to, Raw, SmackDown, main event, Superstars, you got to pay for.
But not NXT?
But not NXT, yeah. NXT is free.
Well, I still need to watch SmackDown.
Just do what I do and don't watch SmackDown. It's not like SmackDown, you missing anything.
Yeah, like the thing about SmackDown is cool, but like you could just not watch SmackDown and be caught up with the storyline every single week.
Yeah, know? It's like hey, just go to WWE.com at some point that weekend, and like, oh, something happened in the main event between Daniel Bryan and The Shield and Randy Orton. Oh, he got an RKO.
Yeah,
I'm caught up, guys. I know what happened on SmackDown this week.
Yeah, it's like, it doesn't matter that The Real beat up RVD on SmackDown, because it doesn't affect affect the storyline whatsoever.
One-on-one? With RVD. I take us on vacation.
What?
I take us on vacation, so RVD. So here's what RVD said. Corey Graves, you're going one-on-one with Wade Barrett. I'm taking us out here. Sorry.
Hey, I haven't seen Wade Barrett in a couple of weeks. Well, that's because we don't watch SmackDown, but he hasn't been on Raw in a couple of weeks.
Hey, I haven't seen this guy because he's on SmackDown.
Yeah. But let's talk about, let's get a little racist. Well, I'm not going to be racist. Let's talk about the racism that's going on.
It's still racist.
In WWE. Los Matadores, a.k.a. Primo and Epico. Or
they're gonna debut on the September 30th episode,
which is next week's Raw.
Yeah, next week.
Which, however you want to call them, the Colognes, Primo and Epico, or now Los Matadores.
That team that ain't cool.
Yes,
spit in the face of people who don't want to be cool.
Their first feud is with, of course, the real Americans.
Oh, you mean we the people?
Yes,
the real Americans, not all these illegals.
Yes. Which technically they're not illegal because they're Puerto Rico.
Hey, they all look Mexican to me.
So, I mean, I don't know really what to say about this because we don't know what. Even though, like, we know what Primo Epico look like as a tag team, they might tell them the change. They might have told them to change up their style.
How about they don't? They just like, hey, put on this funny stuff.
Yeah. So, I mean.
Now go wrestle.
It's just more interesting to see what Zeb Colt was going to say. Yeah.
Now we got these illegals coming in and giving our sports.
So, I mean, that's
bullfighting.
That's really all the topics. I mean, in case you want to add some more.
Well, this one topic, I don't know if you know about this, but tonight we're going to have a tag team match playoff.
Jimmy Wang Yang, they're going to go one-on-one.
The Undertaker. Oh, you want to talk about your girlfriend AJ at all? She's continuing to be AJ. AJ is continuing to be awesome.
Oh, yes. I do want to talk about the Divas real quick. Tamina made a TV appearance.
Oh, yes.
Yes. And she carried out AJ Lee after the match, which was so hot.
I guess she's an AJ Lee girl now.
She's an AJ Lee girl, yes. Even though she didn't tag into the match, I believe, but it was still good to see Tamina on air.
Actually, before I went to watch Raw, I was like walking downstairs in my house. I was on the WWE app. I know. Insane.
Yeah.
I have the WWE app.
I have it for the Windows phone. Crappy as fuck. Michael, so is the phone.
Michael Cole, he got me. But I was looking out. It's like, oh, I was looking at these matches. I was like, what? Tamina's on Raw tonight? Oh my God. It was just like, oh crap, we need some heel divas. But the Total Divas went over. Dude, this should just, the Divas division should just be that. Total Divas versus the heel divas.
Yeah, I mean, that's what it's gonna be. You know, that's what it looks like Survivor Series is gonna
but
be.
Then it should be just like Natalie versus AJ for the title. Cause come on.
Yeah. We know what'd be cool? Which it could go for like a storyline, like storylines within the matches going on. If they have a Survivor Series match where they have the thing where whoever pins the champion becomes the champion.
Yeah.
So it's just like if Rebel's going for the win on AJ, like Natalya pulls her off and goes, no, I want to be champion and shit like that, you know.
Nikki's, no, I want to be champion. I have these boobs. Yeah. And I need to be champion. They're going to forget about my face.
Was it her or was it Brie that was Diva champion?
I don't care.
Hope it was Brie.
I don't give a shit.
The only time Nikki would be Diva champion.
I don't give a shit.
The only time she'll be Diva champion is in the game.
I swear, WWE 13 loves the Bellas.
Yes.
In my universe mode, it's like, Bella. Oh, who's the WWE champion? The Diva champion, Beth Phoenix. It's like, hey, guess what? You're gonna fight Bella.
Bella.
It's the Bella triplets. It's Bree, Nikki, and Bella. God damn it, Bella. Why'd you get bigger boobies than me? I don't want to forget my face.
She has a deep voice.
Well, she's the runt of the group. She's like 6 feet tall. And like
she's a Tamina of the group. Yeah. Tamina Bella.
Fucked up.
It should bring back Battery Calls Love.
That one. I want to be WWE champion.
Was he?
No.
Thank God.
It was like, remember when they brought in Umaga? And it was like, oh, this is obviously going to be, and he was fighting against John Cena like in every pay-per-view.
Yeah.
It was like, same thing with Kozlov. He was like, oh, he's obviously going to be the next big, like, monster heel. But then it was like, hey, guess what? You and Santino are best friends now.
Yeah. I forgot about that tag team.
Hey, guess what? Tea party. And you know, he was a sport about it. At least he was like in with the joke. He's like, yeah, this is fun. It was like, hey, guess what? It's your endeavor. See you later, Kozlov.
Yeah.
It all went downhill for him when they gave him theme music.
Yeah.
Because he just had the white short, the white tights. He's coming to the ring. Everything was black. And it was just like, oh, He would throw people off the ropes and they would come flying and he would just hit him with his head. And it was like, oh, shit.
Yeah. Dead. Oh, shit. He's dead. They killed him.
They killed him.
My God, they killed him.
No, there's people in there.
Mrs. Fool is baby boy. Has just been broken in half by the Undertaker player.
he went one-on-one with the Undertaker player. Holla, holla, holla.
Can you imagine, like, if that match happened now? What Teddy Long as
on commentary? Like,
commentary and general manager is like, this Sunday, player, at the King of the Ring, Mick Foley gonna go one-on-one with the Undertaker player.
You know it's the Mac Militant.
Holla, holla, holla.
Okay. Chica's like, oh, no, no, no.
He killed him, player.
He went one-on-one with the Undertaker, player.
Someone has to holla, holla at the AMTs.
You know it's the paramedics.
Come on and get the stretcher. What do you think, Jimmy Wang Yang?
What you think, racist Jimmy Wang Yang?
Dan, dan, dan.
That poor guy.
Biscuits and gravy!
Maybe a murder.
Why is it always a Jabber music that's the greatest?
Jabbers always have the greatest music ever.
They're so much more entertaining.
Probably because that's the only thing you remember about them.
Like 3MB, like, I love that theme song.
We're the three members.
Like, it's so racist because you got. Maybe I said this in the last podcast. I don't know. Keith Slater's like the lead vocalist or whatever. McIntyre's the lead air guitarist. And the racist part is Jinder Mahal is the lead sitar player. Which, those of you who don't know, a sitar is an Indian guitar.
That's racist.
Well, I didn't say that. That's what Michael Cole said.
You're just
right?
Full of racism tonight.
That's what Michael Cole said, right?
So Michael Cole, we all know Michael Cole's racist. Because his, I don't remember what they were talking about, but his offense for saying something like about Mexicans or Hispanic people was like, hey, I'm married to a Mexican.
He said like, that?
So? That doesn't make you not racist. It's like, well, I have a lot of black friends. Some of my best friends are black. Shut up, Teddy. One-on-one with the Undertaker. One-on-one. Holla, holla, holla. Shooking the jab. Play your dirty little children.
Good God. Why do we go off topic all the time?
We went off topic in like the first 4 minutes. It was like, we didn't even know. We never went off topic because we never was on topic. We just started the podcast. Just fuck it. Starting the podcast tonight. This podcast is over. I'm dropping the mic.
So, call it. So,
What else is there to talk about?
So I guess
biscuits and gravy.
So I guess for Andre,
meet me a man.
For Andre, I'm Mike.
Biscuits and gravy.
I'm out. I'm putting my microphone down.
Something about country and biscuits, Jimmy Wang Yang. Biscuits and gravy, meet me a man. 101 with the Nasty Call, yeah. Holla, holla, holla. He knows the Mac Militant. Don't look at it all. Holla, holla, holla.
He's so good. Your finger's right on the side, but you're not going to hit it yet.
I was like, I can stop at any time I want.